GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Another mass shooting, this time in Farmington, New Mexico. Three people killed, two officers wounded.
Be advised, I got several people down. I've got three vehicles that are... I got three people that are dead as well.
That sound courtesy of Broadcastify. Police say they have shot and killed the suspect. They've made an arrest and an attack on members of Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly's office.
Our officers were alerted to an active violence situation here. And when I say active violence, a male adult subject was armed with a baseball bat here at Congressman Connolly's office.
Sergeant Lisa Gardner with the Fairfax Police Department. Connolly says the man asked to see him and then beat his two staffers. European unions agreed to let Microsoft buy video game maker Activision Blizzard for $69 billion, but regulators in the U.S. and the U.K. don't like the deal, saying it could threaten competition. This is ABC News. One of Rudy Giuliani's former employees is suing him for sexual assault.
Noelle Dunphy said she began working for Rudy Giuliani in 2019, and almost immediately her lawsuit said he began making sexual demands and alcohol-drenched rants. The lawsuit alleged Giuliani forced her to perform sex acts, forced her to work naked or in a bikini, and during video conferences told her to take her clothes off in front of the camera. Dunphy said she recorded her interactions with Giuliani at his instruction, and the lawsuit also includes lists of offensive and derogatory remarks he allegedly made. She's seeking at least $10 million in damages. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A new study says the average age of a passenger car on the U.S. roads is now 12 and a half years old. That's a new record, according to a report from S&P Global Mobility. Analysts point to inflation pressures on new car supply. Experts also say it's good for the vehicle service industry, as older cars need more maintenance and repair. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A recent merger between railroads Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern will send more trains along the Upper Mississippi River and in some cases many more loads of hazardous materials. In April, a train derailed near DeSoto, Wisconsin with two cars floating down the river. Nothing was spilled. Cleanup was completed within days compared to a February derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. That led to a plume of chemically laden gas over the entire community. The newly formed Canadian Pacific Kansas City creates a direct connection between Canadian oil producers and refiners along the Gulf of Mexico. And Poinette native Ashley Hagenow earned the title of Alice in Dairyland over the weekend. As Wisconsin's 76th Alice, Hagenow becomes a full-time ambassador for agriculture in Wisconsin, traveling and educating the public about the importance of the industry. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the magical Monday edition, the happier happy hour. Thank you to our most recent guest, John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times. If you missed them, you better find the podcast, civicmedia.us, under the greatest radio show ever tab, or look under the Devil's Advocates. You'll probably find it there. Dom, I don't know, and I do appreciate that story, and we're going to get to it in a moment. The fake electors in Wisconsin always like to see some consequences coming down the pike, so stay tuned for that. But, Dom, I don't know if you watch the Succession show on HBO.
Succession. I do not. I'm aware of it, but no,
oh,
thank you.
Oh, man, last night Succession was sort of a compilation. They were doing like the America Decides edition. It's supposed to be election night.
All right.
And they're supposed to be effectively Fox News, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of this conglomeration of this, you know, really terrible conservative candidate who, you know, just seemed right on the edge of being like a fascist.
Oh, really?
And a more qualified Democratic candidate. And last night, there was a fire per this fictional show, Succession, a fire in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And the absentee votes burned, allowing the Fox News represented, you know, the ATN, as they call it in this Succession show, to declare Wisconsin effectively for the Trump-like candidate, the fascist. And it was fascinating, even how they made the calls. You know, well, if we call Arizona, then we're calling the election for the fascist, which they subsequently did. And there were a lot of people outraged online last night. I mean, this felt like a little too soon and a little too close to home, if you know what I'm saying, Dom. Almost a foreshadowing of what could come the next time around. Because it very easily could play like this. A network like Fox News trying to influence the outcome of the election, to muddy the outcome of the election, all it takes is a small irregularity, a polling place fire in Wisconsin, perhaps the destruction of 100,000 absentee ballots, and all of a sudden you can recast the outcome in the state of Wisconsin. In hell, Dom, there were lots of Republicans willing to do just that. Anyone watch this Succession last night? Am I the only one having PTSD?
I mean, after viewing a couple of The Handmaid's Tale, all that seems a little too close to home these days.
844-967-2789. I mean, literally, this felt very much like it was playing out like a national electoral cycle that we've lived through a couple times. Like, right on the edge of chaos. Like, anything, any little factor could turn the election, and it doesn't even have to be real. It can be manufactured by those that desire the outcome in the election. You think, is it rigged? Maybe, but it's rigged by big business. They want the outcomes, and big media, and they are also down. We've talked about this recent CNN town hall. What the hell was that, right?
Yeah.
The CNN town hall. What, suddenly CNN, seeing that Tucker Carlson's off Fox News is going to steal some of their, what, conservative audience? They're currently being sued for defamation by Donald Trump. They brought the guy on with a no-holds-barred town hall. And not only that, Don, but they literally warmed up the crowd, but told them not to boo and not to be negative. They could only be positively asserting in their support of the candidate. CNN told them that. Can you see? I mean, I realize there are different circumstances happening than the fiction I watched last night on HBO. But I got to tell you, Dom, the truth has been way stranger than fiction. I've asked you a couple of times, what's the worst that could happen? I think it could be worse than that Succession episode last night. I'm just saying.
I mean, the chaos agent is there. We went through one round of this and in two elections, and we're going to go through another one in 2024 if the guy's not locked up prior to that. And it's yes, certainly the media thing. And while I understand the storyline of the show you to which you refer, CNN did it for money. They did it for the green, just the same reason Fox News did it. They did it for the green. They thought they could pick something up. And I disagree with it. I disagree with the format, certainly. When you tell a crowd that they can only cheer and they can't boo, you know, even if it's full of and they certainly gave her a hell of a time, Caitlin Collins. They weren't fans of her by the end of it. So Trump was able to roll this over. I mean, he rolled CNN over, man. That's just how it was. So, the good news is this isn't the first time around, man. We've been to this rodeo before, and I would hope, although I'm not convinced by CNN's most recent reaction here, that the media, quote unquote, would have learned from the last time around, but apparently CNN certainly has not.
Buddy, that was as bad as anything we saw in the 2016 elective cycle. The only thing they didn't make us do was wait with the podium shot.
Empty podium.
Waiting for Trump to show up to entertain us, regale us with his invectives and his crazy thoughts. The only part I'm looking forward to, the only part in this whole elective cycle, and we are, I mean, if you don't know, folks, we are in the presidential election now. But the only part I'm looking forward to is the announcement that Ron DeSantis is a candidate when he joins Donald Trump on the stage. I'm just going to be predictive right now. He will be the next wanker. And I've said this a couple times. Ron DeSanctimonious is like a better hair, little thicker, and minus the Midwestern nasal twang, but he is Scott Walker. And he's even got a whiny, sort of bitchy little quality to his voice. I got to work on my DeSantis. But alternate, Brian Gage reporting. Ron DeSantis, what I really look forward to is when those two are on the stage, the chaos agent and Meatball Ron, and Trump gets out the chainsaw for Ron's knees or the baseball bat, which, you know, be careful what you say there, because
congressman's close to home as
district
well.
Office was attacked by a man welding a baseball bat, apparently someone who had filed a $29 million lawsuit against the CIA.
Or fourth dimensional torture.
So a real solid cat. But anyways, baseball bat, less deadly than an AR-15 at least. But anyways, back to Ron DeSanctimonious. Ron DeSantis insults students eyeing niche subjects he wants to ban. Remember what Scott Walker talked about? Wisconsin needs welders.
Yes.
I found this one originally at Alternet. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is touting his support for legislation that was proposed in February, which Higher Ed Dive explained at the time would upend some of the longest standing conventions of American higher education. Again, he's messing with the colleges now, and introduce an unprecedented degree of state control, like forcing institutions to abandon gender studies programs. House Bill 999, flip it up, it's 666, Dom, would ban state colleges and universities from using funds to promote, support, or maintain any programs or campus activities that espouse diversity, equity, or inclusion, or critical race theory rhetoric. The bill would also give the state's Board of Governors the ability to remove any major or minor that is based on or otherwise utilizes pedagogical mythology associated with critical theory. In a speech on Monday, DeSantis urged prospective college kids to leave the Sunshine State to pursue degrees that he abhors, and then warn them if they do, they're going to struggle to find a job. Maybe they should just all go be welders in Wisconsin, Dom. I'm going to do sort of a whiny Scott Walker. If you do things like gender ideology and go to Berkeley, go to some of these other places, that's fine. It's fine, DeSantis said to cheers. And there's nothing, if that's what you want to do there, there's nothing wrong with that per se. But for us, with our tax dollars, we want to focus on the classical mission of what university is supposed to be. We don't want to be diverted into a lot of these niche subjects that are highly politicized. We want to focus on the basics. And I think what you've seen is these types of majors and courses. First of all, how employable are you with some of these majors? I mean, really, it's a good academic choice in terms of being able to be employable. That's one of the reasons I think this whole student loan thing, universities should be on the hook for the student loans. If that were the case, they would make sure that their curriculum was really fit to be productive for the students that they graduate. I mean, this is so reminiscent of Scott Walker. I hear the echoes of the wanker. Just, I wish I could do the whiny bitch voice a little better. I'll get to you, DeSantis.
You have a fine whiny bitch voice, Crudy. You don't need to change a thing. 844-967-2789. Let's squeeze some callers in here. Dick from Madison, you'll be first. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, guys, you know how I think he would go away in a hurry, Trump, I'm talking about?
How?
You notice how fast this thing in Iowa got canceled when he found out there was virtually no one there.
I had heard that over the weekend. His event in Des Moines maybe drew 500, and they claimed there were tornado warnings that he didn't get on the plane. But Ron DeSanctimonious showed up in Iowa this weekend.
Right. So he gets his Sharpie out and shows this bad weather coming. But actually what it really was is there was nobody there. He's a nothing burger. He's gone. The media has got to stop. Every time he says, oh, I'm going to take a dump if he was to say, I'm going to take a dump to CNN in a porta potty, they'd be there to cover him. Why the hell should they go?
Well, we always know when he's taking a dump, Dick, because he's tweeting.
His mouth is moving.
Or he's sending out a social media post on the Truthy Social. But I told this story. I went to Des Moines, Iowa. It wasn't so many years ago.
No.
45,000 on a Saturday night for Donald Trump. And I've seen some big crowds. That is as big as any political crowd I've seen. And I realize it's 2023, but he's still Trump. He ain't done yet. DeSanctimonious, he won't be done until he comes to the stage in Milwaukee and gets chopped off at the knees like Ed Gein style.
Oh, God.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 52. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 72. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Lows dip down to about 40 tomorrow night. Upper 50s, Wednesday turning much warmer on Thursday with highs in the upper 60s. Once again, lows level off around 52 tonight, high of 72 tomorrow, lows level off around 40 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 78.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. I got what I
deserve. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Mother's Day Monday to us all. Join us at 844-967-2789.
Dom, a little more coverage of Ron DeSantis in Iowa this weekend. Five things that went right for Ron. A tornado watch kept Donald Trump away from his planned rally in Iowa. Was that the problem?
Yes. Yeah, so
on Saturday.
Their story, and they're sticking to it.
And Ron DeSantis took full advantage, barnstorming the state in the former president's absence. Although Trump is trouncing DeSantis in the national polls, the gap isn't quite as massive in Iowa. If the Florida governor can convince Iowans he's a better bet to beat President Joe Biden and parlay that momentum into strong performances in New Hampshire. Let's not forget, that's where the CNN town hall was with all the Yahoos. New Hampshire, they seem pretty Trumpy to me, but I'll read on. South Carolina and Nevada, the current national polls may not matter that much. They will matter. Those are a lot of ifs. Yes, they are. But it's DeSantis' girds to take on Trump directly. And to formally announce his candidacy in the coming weeks, he'll need to replicate that type of momentum he showed in the Hawkeye State on Saturday. He had one good game, Dom. Here are the five best things that he did well, or went well for DeSantis on the campaign trail in Iowa. He did an adequate job at retail politics.
Great adequacy. Excellent adequacy.
Well, Dom, the bar was quite low headed into the day. For months, DeSantis had been the subject of news stories about his struggles connecting with voters on the stump, even his perceived aloofness when talking with donors. So he countered that narrative when he spent half an hour. 30 minutes, Dom?
Oh, my goodness. Really, really working the crowd on his feet.
At a classic car museum in Sioux City during a hamburger picnic, stopped into a pizza ranch, and then finished out the night standing on a table with his wife at Jethro's Barbecue. Now, that man sounds presidential to me, Dom. Trump himself has sought to portray DeSantis as socially inept, and many of the former president's surrogates and conservative influencers who are supporting him spent the day posting unflattering photos of DeSantis in action. Moments where the Florida governor appeared uncomfortable in the crowd. DeSantis will never be mistaken for Bill Clinton while working the rope lines, but his own advisors have privately acknowledged that the flurry of coverage about his inadequacies on the stump have only made his initial attempts seem that much more adequate. No, successful.
He's not as bad as we portray him to be. Crudy, also from Politico, DeSantis showed dexterity, they claim. DeSantis capitalized on Trump's change in plans, rerouting his own travels to hold a last-minute meet-and-greet Saturday night at a barbecue restaurant not far from the location of Trump's canceled rally. Really, Trump canceled for a tornado, and there DeSantis was. That's dexterity. DeSantis' team quickly kicked into gear as Trump announced that afternoon his rally wouldn't take place, the former president citing a tornado watch that was in effect until around the time he was set to take the stage. Despite a long list of logistics that had to be solved, making an unplanned flight from the state party fundraiser in Cedar Rapids to 120 miles west in Des Moines for a 15-minute stop at Jethro's BBQ, the decision was a quick one, according to a person familiar with the planning. Great job, staffers! By Saturday evening, DeSantis and his team were buoyed at the Trump rally cancellation, which kept the former president from receiving a night of headlines and live coverage as the Florida governor had national and Iowa media spotlight to himself. He and his wife, Casey, squeezed through a small opening in the crowd that had packed into the outdoor patio of the Des Moines restaurant, a mix of curious rib-eating customers, local activists, and a gaggle of reporters. The brief visit amounted to both a victory lap for DeSantis and a mockery of Trump's decision to cancel a rally for severe weather that didn't materialize in Des Moines. DeSantis's team took particular delight in a video posted and tweeted by Trump's campaign showing Trump staffers in Iowa knocking on the door of an elderly couple who are supporting his campaign effort in the Hawkeye State. The staffers presented the pair with several Trump ball caps and passed the phone to them to speak to Trump since he was unable to visit them in person. Republican strategists supporting DeSantis laughed at the scene. It resembled a publisher's clearinghouse check presentation. Yeah, except the difference being you're getting actually money from publisher's clearinghouse instead of some crappy swag from the former orange guy.
Well, apparently DeSantis got all the FaceTime with the top GOP brass in Iowa. Dom DeSantis showed up at an annual fundraising picnic hosted by Rep. Randy Fenstra, Republican from Iowa in the northwestern part of the state. The Des Moines Register called the event a who's who of Iowa's top elected officials, a gathering where DeSantis flipped burgers alongside Governor Kim Reynolds, Senator Jody Ernst, Rep. Marionette Miller Meeks, and the Iowa Agricultural Secretary, Treasurer, Attorney General, and state legislators brushed shoulders with DeSantis, who a day earlier earned the endorsements of three dozen of the state house lawmakers. That night, DeSantis gave the keynote speech at the Republican Party of Iowa fundraiser in Cedar Rapids, and he and his wife sat on stage afterwards for a Q&A moderated by the GOP chair. The event where DeSantis spoke Saturday were much smaller than a Trump rally, even a poorly attended rally, but they did put him in the same rooms for extended period of time with high-profile Iowa Republican leaders. Even a small Trump rally is bigger than any of the rooms DeSantis was playing.
Curry, he suddenly drew a contrast with Trump. DeSantis never mentioned Trump's name during his speech at the Sioux Center. He didn't explicitly hit the man he'll have to take down if DeSantis is serious about securing the Republican nomination. But he did try to lean into some key differences with Trump, albeit implicitly, that DeSantis is likely to emphasize even more as the months go by. Days after Trump used a primetime town hall to double down on his false claim that the 2020 election was stolen from him, DeSantis in his speech cautioned Republicans against focusing during the next election on, quote, the past or on other side issues, unquote. DeSantis called for the GOP to reject the culture of losing that has infected our party in recent years and criticized candidates who believe governing is about entertaining or talking on social media. He also lambasted virtue signaling by those same politicians, something many critics of DeSantis would say he does quite frequently. After taking a shot after shot from Trump in recent months with little pushback, DeSantis on Saturday signaled he is preparing to go there, although his Trump offensive appears to still be in a slow rollout phase. Is that what it is? We're slowly rolling
out. It's a slow roll, Dom. It's a slope. It's a soft launch.
Yeah, like the Devil's Advocates 12 years ago, man.
Come back with us. Nothing soft about this product. 844-967-2789.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Another mass shooting, this time in Farmington, New Mexico. Three people killed, two officers wounded.
Be advised, I got several people down. I got three people that are dead as well.
That sound courtesy of Broadcastify. Police say they have shot and killed the suspect. They've made an arrest and an attack on members of Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly's office.
Our officers were alerted to an active violence situation here. And when I say active violence,
a male adult subject was armed with a baseball bat here at Congressman Connolly's office.
Sergeant Lisa Gardner with the Fairfax Police Department. Connolly says the man asked to see him and then beat his two staffers. European unions agreed to let Microsoft buy video game maker Activision Blizzard for $69 billion, but regulators in the U.S. and the U.K. don't like the deal, saying it could threaten competition. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The federal government is looking into Friday's crash that killed a middle schooler as she was waiting for the school bus in Reidsville. The National Transportation Safety Board says the driver of a pickup truck struck and killed 13-year-old Evelyn Gurney. It's a crucial week for shaping the Wisconsin state budget. That includes a proposed historic change to the way the state shares money with local communities. Jim Palmer is head of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. He says public safety departments statewide are short-staffed and not just big cities.
In rural areas, you know, it's not uncommon for a deputy who's working overnight that maybe their clearest, most available backup is, you know, 20, 30 minutes away.
Palmer was on Upfront yesterday. He pushed for more funding for police, sheriffs, and fire departments. In sports, the Brewers are at St. Louis tonight. Freddy Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on Civic Media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic rolling through the Big Monday edition. I got a headline. And the headline is not the most important part of the story. So don't get all trapped up in the sexy part. But according to the Raw story, I think they're looking for a little clickbait here. The important part is actually buried in the piece. Lawsuit claims Rudy Giuliani took Viagra constantly and was recorded demanding sex from employee. Jeez. So that's the headline.
That's
the important
gross.
Part is coming, but let's start with the Rudy Giuliani accusations. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was recorded demanding sex from an employee, a new lawsuit claims. A complaint filed in New York State Court on Monday, attorneys for Noelle Dunphy alleged Giuliani offered her employment for a salary of $1 million a year in 2019. At the time, Giuliani was serving as an attorney for then-President Donald Trump. Several of Giuliani's businesses are also named as defendants in the suit. The lawsuit says Giuliani told Dunphy that her employment must remain secret because he was going through an acrimonious divorce. Here's a quote. Dom, unfortunately, Giuliani seemingly generous offers were a sham motivated by his secret desire to pursue a sexual relationship with Miss Dunphy in total disregard for the restraints that should have protected her as his employee and client, attorneys for Dunphy state. He made clear that satisfying his sexual demands, which came virtually anytime, anywhere, was an absolute requirement for her employment and of his legal representation. So he hired her, and she was also a client, and he was demanding sex constantly. As this story reports, Tom, Giuliani allegedly drank alcohol and took Viagra constantly, the document states. The lawsuit claims that some of Giuliani's demands for sex were captured on recording. Here is the more important part, buried deep in this salacious article, Dom. Other allegations involve Giuliani conspiring with former President Trump to sell pardons for $2 million each.
What?
Yes! I mean, sure, the weird, sexy... Well, it's not weird. It's just the guy's a sexual predator, much like his former boss. I'm talking about Giuliani. But if she has Giuliani and Trump conspiring on tape to sell pardons, this shouldn't be a civil suit, although she is seeking $10 million in damages, Dom. And maybe she has a right to her pound of Giuliani flesh. But if the former president was conspiring with his legal counsel to sell pardons, that might be the worst conspiracy since the seditious conspiracy to overturn the outcome of the election.
Oh, my God.
This would be problematic, would it not?
Yeah, it's somewhat problematic. And how are we finding out about this now? And I look forward to another investigation into Trump and Giuliani. Wow.
So anyways, it wasn't about Giuliani and, you know, the...
It was alcohol and Viagra problems.
The woman was roughly half his age. She is a pretty woman, Dom, but, you know, all women really should have the right to not be expected to service Giuliani at any time, any place.
Maybe he mistook her for, the movie he was caught pulling his pants down on. You know, this guy Borat. Apparently. Oh, right. Borat.
844-967-2789. CJ, is it problematic if the former president Donald Trump conspired with his legal counsel, apparently on recordings, as is alleged through a lawsuit? Is it problematic if he tried to sell pardons for $2 million apiece?
Not as troubling as the Durham report that's been released. That you
where were the legal charges, buddy?
Oh, man.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Listen to this, guys. Listen
yeah, tell this. Me. Tell me all about it, CJ. The who's getting arrested?
The $25 million
Who? Who's getting arrested, CJ? Nobody's getting arrested, CJ.
You got nothing, CJ. The Mueller.
Oh, yeah.
The okay, Mueller you report.
Guys, you guys are going to cut my mic off, but that's okay.
No, yeah, man. Give us something more than nothing, CJ.
Let's talk about the Durham report, CJ. What was your big takeaway?
The cost of the Mueller investigations, your only takeaway?
Are you going to talk?
Yes, what's your takeaway of the Mueller report?
Waste of money. $25 million.
Sorry, the Durham report.
Half year waste of money. The Durham was $6 million. So we
took
found
4 years,
out
dude.
The truth. Donald Trump was right. The Clinton campaign, it was a non-starter. And, you know, Merrick Garland released it without one word changed or redacted. So read the report.
The whole the Mueller report, dude?
No, no, he's talking about the Durham report. CJ, you still haven't told me. What's your big takeaway? What would you like to see? What was
the
big the
criminality?
Yes. What's the deal, man? Tell me.
Ever listen to your news like John Nichols? He calls himself a journalist. What a joke.
I'm asking you, CJ. You got the mic right now. If you want me to hang up on you, tell me what your takeaway was. What was the takeaway?
That it was contrived. It was a hoax. There's not a word of truth in what was done.
In what you've just said, CJ.
That's absolutely true. Nice
buddy,
try, CJ.
I've cut you off now. just for the rest of the audience, because they were begging for us to do so earlier. But CJ, you've really, if you're rolling out the Durham report, there was one failed prosecution, and that was it. The Mueller report sent like...
Oh, there was one successful prosecution. It wasn't even by Durham. It was the guy who got probation for, what, editing the email. The other two that actually went to court.
Durham report. That wasn't even... Durham actually took a guy to court and lost. His only prosecution
was... He took two people to court and lost.
Okay. Where were the criminality? Where were the successful prosecutions? If you look at the output of the Mueller report, there were a lot of successful prosecutions, CJ. Like 34 people went to prison. And then the president, your guy, Donald Trump, started pardoning people. And now it's being alleged in a lawsuit dropped today that he was selling those pardons, according to the plaintiff against Rudy Giuliani, for up to $2 million apiece.
CJ, the sauce is weak.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Mark.
Oh, doing just fine. I was doing better until CJ came on and started quoting his nonsense.
Well, he didn't
You got
$25 million. He talked about the expense of the Mueller report. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China? You know what I mean? It's got nothing to do with anything.
Nothing to do with Trump selling, allegedly selling pardons. Got Ron DeSantis comparing the Subway Strangler to the Good Samaritan. I mean.
Ron DeSantis actually also is a JAG officer in Gitmo. Ron DeSantis has got a strange background in his own, and I would be willing to bet that Ron DeSantis would have a hell of a time trying to overcome some of those accusations against him as a young JAG officer, a lawyer, fighting against the rights of those detained in Gitmo.
It is just jaw-dropping that these guys can spout this stuff. I mean, that even a libertarian wouldn't compare the Strangler to the Subway, alleged Subway Strangler to the Good Samaritan. I mean, these guys are allowed to get away with. The media doesn't hammer them, upside the head with some of the stuff that
they're
saying.
Do you see what Sean Duffy's wife had to say on this topic? Rachel Campos Duffy or whatever, she's a Fox News.
No.
She basically sang the praises of the vigilante and said, we got a masculinity problem in this country. Every man should go and choke another man out on the subway if she feels threatened.
Well, so some Trumpster starts harassing people you're able to use deadly force against the Trumpster if you feel, I just felt threatened, so I'm able to do that.
That red-faced Derek Van Orden supporter was kind of scaring me a little bit. I thought I might have to use some force there for a moment, Mark.
It is just ridiculous that these guys claim to be such big masculine men, yet they're willing to take on the 98 pound. That guy was just a scrawny kid. For God's sake, I mean, the guy was no threat to anybody.
Mark, it's the same party, and appreciate your call and your listenership. It's the same party that supported Kyle Rittenhouse, right? I mean, Vicki McKenna, a right-wing talk radio host in the city of Madison, asked her audience, go get your bullets and get your ass, arm up and get your ass down to Kenosha. Go stand with Kyle Rittenhouse. They raised millions of dollars for this kid. He was acquitted at trial, although I don't know how. But if you've noticed, Mark, the Republican Party, they're all down, especially when the one that scared them is a black person. Notice how that almost always works?
Well, they're three black people, of course, Curdy. 844-967-2789.
Although I'm less clear that Kyle Rittenhouse's victims were black, but, it was a Black Lives Matter protest per the accusations.
The Washington Post concludes on their story regarding the Durham report, and I'll just read a couple of paragraphs and back to the phones, 844-967-2789. Durham's report comes against a backdrop of two failed prosecutions. Igor Danchenko, a private researcher who was a primary source for the dossier of allegations about Trump's alleged ties to Russia, was acquitted in October of lying to the FBI about where he got his information. Durham personally argued much of the government's case in that trial in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. Last year, a jury in D.C. federal court acquitted cybersecurity lawyer Michael Sussman, who Durham also charged with lying to the FBI. Former FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith was sentenced to 1 year probation after admitting in a 2020 plea deal with Durham that he had altered a government document email to justify secret surveillance of a former Trump advisor, Carter Page. Report means Durham's time as special counsel is coming to an end, while two other special counsels continue, one to investigate Trump and people close to him for classified documents found at his home, as well as events leading up to the January 6, 2021 riots at the U.S. Capitol, and another to investigate President Biden and people close to him for classified documents found at his home and office, the Washington Post reports. So failed prosecutions on the Durham report, and no specific policy recommendations that I have heard or read yet. So there you go. A whole lot of nothing. And I would still want justice to release the unredacted Mueller report so we can see exactly who, what, where, when. And let's not forget, if Mueller could have said that Trump did not violate the law, he would have said so. And of course, because of the circumstances of that investigation and because of encrypted messaging that the Russians use, they couldn't get a hold of some of the Russians or some of the Trump people use. They could not find the information that was transmitted back and forth. But we do know Konstantin Kilimnik, a partner, a pal of Paul Manafort, who was Donald Trump's campaign manager, received specific polling data from the Trump campaign through Manafort to help the Russians in their campaign in the 2016 election.
Well, Dominic, just in case CJ is still listening, and I see him in the queue, here are a few of the rogues gallery from the Mueller report that was found guilty. They include Paul Manafort, George Papadopoulos, Richard Pineda, Alex Vanderswan, Roger Stone, Rick Gates, Michael Cohen. At the time of this article, those awaiting sentencing included Michael Flynn, 13 Russian nationals and entities, 12 Russian military intel officers, and Konstantin Kilimnik.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
So, Dom, I think there was some there. I thought it was 34 total convictions from the Mueller report. 34, I think that was the grand total. And you compare that to the Durham report, and it was zero convictions. So let's break it down. It's cost per conviction. How about we do it that way, CJ? $6 million? Your $6 million report got you zero convictions. And there are no ongoing allegations of criminality, just a partisan special counsel that was appointed by Trump and Bill Barr coming back 4 years later, almost to the date, with a big report saying they rushed the Russia, but they were deliberate with Hillary? That's your findings? Man, you better go back to Fox News and get some better talking points, CJ. Come back with us, going back to the phones, 844-967-2789.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over on- if you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then-
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 52. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 72. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Lows dip down to about 40 tomorrow night. Upper 50s Wednesday, turning much warmer on Thursday with highs in the upper 60s. Once again, lows level off around 52 tonight. High of 72 tomorrow. Lows level off around 40 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 78.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment. But we're going to take some phone calls at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, do you know that the Republicans have misplaced a bunch of whistleblowers and witnesses?
Oh, man, how are they going to bring down the Biden crime family if they can't locate the witnesses?
Well, Comer went on Maria Bartiromo's show, and Maria Bartiromo, who once was a journalist, and she did take note of the fact... You've lost your witness? Your whistleblower has gone missing? And then Marjorie Taylor Greene has confirmed they've lost their whistleblowers. Dom, they are missing. Marjorie Taylor Greene confirmed GOP has lost several Biden whistleblowers. Several. Misplaced them, Dom. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, confirmed on Monday that Republicans were out of contact with all but one whistleblower, air quotes, in their investigation of President Joe Biden and his family. Greene spoke to podcaster Steve Bannon. Now, he's convicted and pardoned. I wonder how much he had to pay for his.
After probably $2 million. He gets the family discount, like $1 million.
Rep. James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, revealed on Fox News that at least one informant had been lost. Now, here's a quote from MTG, your girl, old Marjorie Three Toes. Now the truth that I can tell everyone this morning is we have not lost the submarine. That whistleblower is very safe, but he does fear for his life, and rightfully so. While Green claimed that she was in contact with one whistleblower, up to nine other witnesses were missing or unavailable. Nine. You've lost nine witnesses. The whistleblower came through us, thankfully, through the help of Senator Grassley. But other whistleblowers, yes, they are missing. They're either in court, they're in jail, or we cannot talk with them at this time because they can't be found. Very reliable sources all. I feel quite confident. And our investigation is so important, Steve, that this will bring down the president of the United States if we could only find our nine or so lost witnesses. As described by MSNBC host Morning Joe Scarborough, that's beyond embarrassing. Beyond embarrassing. A little bit from Joe's coverage this morning. After watching a clip of the House Oversight Chair James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, admitting on Foxy News Sunday that he had lost his key informant in his pursuit of President Joe Biden's family to a stunned Maria Bartiromo, the MSNBC Morning Joe panel reacted with a mixture of incredulity and laughter at his blundering efforts to date. After sharing the clip, Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough sat and laughed before referencing Tom Clancy's The Hunt for Red October and smirking, "So, comrade, you're telling me you've lost another submarine?" That must be where Marjorie Taylor Greene's "We didn't lose the submarine" came from. I mean, come on, he continued. You lost an informant? You lost the informant? The guy you claimed gave you all this information that you built your entire charade on? Conservative shapeshifter Charlie Sykes, we know that guy, jumped in with another literary reference, adding, "Yeah, the hunt for the great white whale isn't going well, is it?" That'd be the great white.
The great white hope, Joe Biden?
No, the great white whale.
967-2789. Crudy, not only that, Aaron Rupar tweeting out today, Kudlow, he was interviewing, that's Larry Kudlow, he was interviewing Ron Johnson, and he was pressing the senator from Wisconsin about not having the goods on Joe Biden, and Johnson replies by making the case that the lack of evidence is actually evidence of Biden's criminality. He's just so good at it. What did he say last week, Crudy? You have to infer the criminality. You have to infer it. It's there. Trust me.
Like Moby Dick. It's out there somewhere. That and the Loch Ness Monster and Area 54. Or is it 51? Studio 54.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah, Studio 54, Area 51.
844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. Take us home, Rico. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Awesome,
hey, Curdy, I just love your... Good. Curdy, I just love your analogy earlier of old Donnie taking the sanctimonious out at the knees. Got me to thinking, and I started doing a little, you know, back-of-the-envelope math and everything. This might not be too bad for the old DeSantin. According to my calculations, he should be at optimal prime ass-kissing level at that point. He should be able to catch old Donnie anytime he wants. That's what he's going to do in the long run. We all
Optimus
know.
Prime?
That's...
Yes, he'll be perfect ass-kissing level.
Transformer? What are you talking about, Rico?
Well, you know, if...
After he takes him out at the knees.
That would be about ass kissing level. You know, Dom, that's how you feel standing up on.
Hey, don't be making short jokes now. I resemble that remark. 844-967-2789.
If you didn't know, I think Charlie Sykes was referencing Moby Dick.
I think the news of the day, the takeaway of the day, the allegation that former President Donald Trump and his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, were selling pardons for $2 million apiece.
Well, we don't know if they actually made the transactions, Don, but they were conspiring to sell pardons. And apparently there is a legal suit that has been filed, a lawsuit seeking damages, because Rudy also wanted the employee to service him sexually in any variety of ways. So she is suing for, I suppose, workplace violations. But part of the taping, along with Rudy propositioning her for sex at multiple times, was Rudy and the former president, according to the reporting I read from Alternet, conspiring to sell pardons for $2 million a crack. And Dom, after all the multiple convictions of the Mueller investigation, if you'll recall, Mike Flynn, he got a pardon. Steve Bannon, he got a pardon. A lot of those guys got pardons. That adds up to a lot of $2 million.
It certainly does. And apparently the plaintiff in this case has recordings of this. So if that's the case and that comes to bear fruit, I would imagine there will be yet another investigation into the former guy and his lawyers. What do they say? MAGA. Making attorneys get attorneys.
Hey, well, you know, done, everyone. You know who else got pardoned by Trump, if you'll recall? Jared Kushner's old man. Charles Kushner got pardoned by Trump.
What did Charles do? Didn't he set someone up on like a...
His own brother-in-law. Set him up with a hooker, took a videotape. And then I believe tried to extort him to like sign over some real estate stuff.
Wow,
Jared Kushner, ally pardoned by Trump, pleads guilty to attempting to spy on his ex-wife. That was another one of the pardons. I'm sure there were no dollars attached to that.
No, that's just the goodwill of the former guy.
Well, think about all the money they offset from the Mueller report. Trump collecting it $2 million at a time. Stick around. The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Native Roots Radio. In the meantime, always keep it locked to Civic Media.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be. We're here.
Whoa, that was fast. There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media ABC app.